Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is coming out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A former St. Mary's lawmaker, Job Sikalari, joins the MDC following calls by founding President Morgan Tsvangirai for the opposition to unite in its quest to wrestle power from President Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF.
Selfish decisions that does not take our struggle anywhere does not assist our country anymore. It's a long road from 1999 up to present.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights joins other civil society groups at a key United Nations Human Rights Council meeting currently underway in Switzerland.
And fears in achievements made in combating malaria being reversed as cases are being reported in areas previously immune to the problem.
Former Prime Minister and MDC founding President Morgan Tsvangirai today announced the return of former St. Mary's legislator Job Sikala to his party and extended an olive branch to other pro-democratic forces in what he says is his grand plan to unseat President Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF in the next elections. Thomas Cheripasi has details from the capital.
Mr. Tsvangirai told a news conference that the leader of an MDC faction that was calling itself MDC 99, Job Sikala, and another founding MDC member, Jobert Mudzumwe, had accepted his call to reunite and mount a strong challenge to President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party in the next elections. Sikala and Mudzumwe were among those who broke away from the original MDC in 2005 when former Industry Minister Walshman Ncube and others disagreed with Mr. Tsvangirai over the opposition party's participation in the reintroduced senatorial elections.
Today I welcome them back to the party they helped to form. I've had intense discussion with these two colleagues and many others, and we've agreed that we will need to be in one big tent as we fight for positive change in the lives of the people of Zimbabwe.
Sikala, also present at the news conference, said his decision to rejoin Mr. Tsvangirai was influenced by his desire to see a new and democratic Zimbabwe, adding Zimbabweans who only see change in the country if all pro-democratic forces worked together.
Selfish decisions that does not take our struggle anywhere does not assist our country anymore. It's a long road from 1999 up to present. Still in the trenches, fighting the dictatorship that has been so brutal against the citizens of this country. I'm prepared to sing with the decision that I took today.
Sikala's sentiments were echoed by Mudzumwe, who added that other activists from the MDC formation that were led by former Deputy Prime Minister Arthur Mutambara have indicated their willingness to rejoin Mr. Tsvangirai's MDC.
It's not only Mudzumwe who is coming. No. The entire team which I was with. The entire team. What I'm only appealing to the leadership of MDC is to start now how best they can integrate those who are in the provinces.
Mr. Tsvangirai said he is making frantic efforts to negotiate with other political leaders like Simba Makoni, Love Moma Duku, and Walshman Ncube of the MKD, NCA, and MDCN parties respectively, so they can form a united front against President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party in the 2018 elections. Although Ncube was quoted in the media as saying he would never again work with Tsvangirai, the MDC founding president urged Ncube to look at the broader picture and focus on the interests of ordinary Zimbabweans, whom he said are calling for the unity of all democratic forces ahead of the next polls.
If a person has chosen to get out of the tent, please do so. We'll not stop you. But don't try to make a pretense. And he thought by going out and accusing us of being violent, he was going to get the support. Hopefully he thought he was going to appeal to ethnic sentiments. Unfortunately, he has not got one. In fact, if at all, he's now has got 3% support. So yes, Professor Ngwe can criticize me, can have very strong views about why he cannot come back to MDC. I'm not going to persuade Maduku because he's my friend, because he's a professor or what that. No, I'm going to say to Maduku, don't you see the bigger picture? And the demands by the people down there is let's rise the spirit of 99. Not MDC 99, but the spirit of 99.
Regarding the disagreements in his MDC Tea Party over the leadership renewal call by suspended Deputy Treasurer General Elton Mangoma and other senior party officials like Roy Bennett and Ian Kay, among others, Mr. Tsvangirai said the issue will be settled through a Congress when it is due. Mangoma was suspended for discussing the opposition party's leadership renewal debate in the press despite a resolution of the MDCT National Council barring him from doing so. The opposition party's supreme decision-making body between Congresses accused him of undermining the authority of the organs of the party and abusing party funds to promote factionalism. The organ's decision to suspend Mangoma was described by the opposition party secretary general Tendai Biti as voidable, although Biti attended the council meeting that resulted in Mangoma's suspension.
We cannot, as national leadership, be captive to revenge, to grievances of the past. We have a national agenda to pursue.
Under the circumstances, Skala urged Mr. Tsvangirai to forgive Mangoma and start working with him for the good of their project to democratize Zimbabwe.
I urge my president today that in his heart he must have the heart of Nelson Mandela to forgive his colleagues that are currently in quarrel with him for us to be able to move as one family. It will never help us to add while we subtract. We must be a wholesome one family, being persuaded by one common goal that will be able to pull us through. We all know how we brought our struggle 50 years backwards on the basis of our hearts that are very unforgiving.
Skala said he will be in Bulawayo on Saturday, where Mr. Tsvangirai is set to address a rally, adding that fresh and credible elections should be held as soon as possible.
The spirit of 1999 and 2000 is the one that has possessed us now. It will be unstoppable.
Mr. Tsvangirai, who formed an alliance with Makoni in the July 31 national elections last year, lost by a wide margin to Mr. Mugabe, but claimed the polls were rigged. Studio 7 failed to obtain a comment from Ncube and Makoni. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.